Called the Black Virgin. Here's a picture of the one in Paris. Come over here. Oh, one of the many in Paris. But here's the Black Virgin of Guadalupe.
Two kingdoms.
As we look, however, at the disciples in the spirit world as recorded in Acts, the epistles, and Revelation, there seems at first sight to be a diminishing of their encounter with evil supernaturalism from that recorded in the Gospels. This apparent abrupt change is often used to question the revival of ministry to the demonized and deliverance ministry which the church experiences in this skeptical day. We must correct the common error, which declares that the spirit world is not as prominent in the later New Testament documents as it was in the Gospels. Nothing could be further from the truth. The sheer volume of references to the world of evil supernaturalism is impressive in the rest of the New Testament. There were actually more verses referring to the spirit world in Acts, Epistles, and Revelation than in the four Gospels combined. You only have to listen to me on Ephesians to know that. There are about 150 references to the spirit world in the Gospels. 178 such references in the rest of the New Testament. So be gone those that say it was a phenomenon of the gospel world that waned away after the resurrection of Christ. Nonsense. And having said that, let's go to the story of the disciples' ministry regard to demons. The ones I've covered thus far from this book are Jesus' encounters with the demoniac in the synagogues, the demoniac of the Gadarenes. Now we have the disciples involved in a demonic encounter. The case of the severely demonized child recorded in Matthew 17, Mark 9, and Luke 9. By Jesus' own confession, the apostles were dealing with a serious case of demonization, as we'll soon see. Matthew 17, verse 21. I want to single out two things about the apostles' deliverance ministry. One, deliverance was part of the normal course of their ministry, even if only mentioned a few times in the gospel. Both the disturbed father and the crestfallen apostles looked upon effective deliverance of the demonized as a normal part of their ministry. Two, since deliverance was such a normal part of their ministry, everyone, including the apostles themselves, were perplexed as to why, in this case, the demon did not respond to the apostles' authority. We begin the story with the glory of Jesus on the top of the Mount of Transfiguration, Mark 9, verses 1 to 13. Then we see the shame of the disciples at the foot of the Mount of Transfiguration. We follow with the direct connection between Jesus' deliverance ministry and that of his disciples as seen by an outsider. It is established in the use of you, Jesus, and they, his disciples, a third party looking on. The father bringing his demonized son to the disciples was considered bringing him to Jesus. The man implies they're Jesus' men. Let's read it. To get the background. Four station break and then teach about it in the next half hour. Mark 9, verse 1 through 13 is the occasion on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he took his three disciples, closest ones with him. They went to sleep. Moses and Elijah appeared to him. He discussed his decease yet to come. Then verse 14, he comes down from the mountain to his other disciples. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee." He brought him to his disciples, but he considered he was bringing him unto Jesus. "I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." Pneuma alaron. Dumb spirit. "And wheresoever he taketh him." Now notice, this is not just a case of muteness, that is some physical defect or handicap. It's defined with the word pneuma. Like Ephesians 6 says, we have pneumatica, spiritual hosts, same root, pneuma. Personified beings, there are wholly personified beings. Numus, hagios. And there are evil. Venerios. Pneumatica. Same word. These are personified beings of the invisible spirit world. In this case, a spirit sees this boy, making him dumb. "I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." Pneuma alaron. "And wheresoever he taketh him," this spirit, this is not some physical defect, it's possession. "Wheresoever he," the spirit, "this dumb spirit taketh him, he teareth him." "And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away." The literal, "wherever him it seizes." Katalabi. "It tears him. And he foams and grinds his teeth and wastes away." "And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out." Ekbalosin. They might expel him. "And they were not able." Iskusan. They didn't have his power and ableness. "They were not able." "He answered him and saith," Jesus speaking now, "O faithless generation, O Genea generation, apistos," going the opposite of faith, "how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?" He's irritated with them. "Bring him unto me." And they brought the boy unto him. saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground, wallowed, foaming. Jesus said unto the Father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, since he was a child, from childhood, ek paideston, from childhood. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. And if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, not believe, that isn't what he said. Jesus said unto him, the if thou canst, all things possible to the one peace to own thee, faithing. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, peace to thee. I faith, literally. Help thou of me, the apistia, the disfaith. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. And Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. You want me to continue to get on the phone?
This is 4459. That is, that's 4459.
A program phone. Jesus has come down from the Mount of Transfiguration. The disciples had tried to cast a demon out of a young boy. The crowd is questioning because they failed. Verse 16, Jesus asked the scribes, why question you with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Not a physical handicap. Physical causes of muteness. But a dumb spirit. Pneuma allelon. And wheresoever he, that is that dumb spirit, taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and wasteth away. I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he was irritated. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Literally, how long shall I endure you? I sure like that. I mean, Jesus got tired of it too. How long shall I endure you? Bring him unto me. They brought him unto him. It's obvious they had a casual, homogenized attitude about demons. They brought him unto him, and when he saw him, literally, they brought him to him, and the spirit seeing him, the pneuma, seeing him, immediately, violently threw him. And falling on the earth, he wallowed. Well, he's wallowing there, I guess. Jesus said to the Father, how long is it ago since this came into him? And he said, from childhood. Oft times it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst faith,
literally,
all things are possible to him that faitheth,
literally.
Not just believe, pisteos, the verb. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, my faith, help thou my disfaith. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. Unclean spirit, literally. Saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, come out of him and enter no more into him. Literally, and crying out and much convulsing him, it came out, and he was as dead. Insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And here's the aftermath. When he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, King James says, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Let me read the literal Greek. Toutoto genos, this kind, in ubeni dunitai, this kind, by nothing can, exo fine, to come out, I me in prosuki. Literally, this kind by nothing can to come out except by prayer. Fasting's not even mentioned. Don't know where to get the fasting. The literal is, can come, it will not come out except by prayer. He's been praying, communing with God, Elijah, and Moses. His key disciples have been sleeping, and the others were just shadowboxing down at the bottom. The thread I'm weaving from all of these verses is the reality of living personified beings. Supernatural, strong in the spirit world that control this earth under the prince of the power of the air because of the default of Satan, and will do so until the kingdoms of this earth become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior, and the church is rescuing out of the clutches of this world. And there are degrees of their operation, including a powerful possession in this case, where the disciples failed. Why did they fail? One, they weren't operating in the right spirit. Using that word in a non-technical sense, to face perhaps the most serious case of demonization recorded in the Gospels. The sheer horror of what the demons were doing to the little child, perhaps from birth, exceeds anything like it in Scripture. Why do I say they were not in the right spirit? Verse 14 says they were disputing with the scribes. That's not the best context to begin a deliverance ministry. They should have been praying. You're not going to convince people who don't believe. Were facing a difficult kind of spirit, they'd never faced before. Jesus says in Matthew 17:21. Let's read that reference to the same event. Matthew 17:21. I want you to get it in your head. There's not some homogenized, amorphous mass out there that because we can't explain it, we call it demons or spirit. It's a populated realm. Spiritual hosts of evil in the air about us with different assignments and different kinds. Rulers, eons, exousias, cosmocratoros, Matthew 17:21. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're ahead of me. He was fasting in this verse, Matthew 21. Come out only by prayer, possibly by fasting. We use the Matthew context, though there are other manuscripts that leave fasting off of Matthew. And Matthew 17:20 says, the verse before, they fail because of their little faith. What the Greek has to say about that. The little faith. Because of your unbelief. But literally it is because of the oligopistion, little faith. But like other muscles, you don't exercise it, it doesn't grow. A lot of you get up for faith, you hear the word, you do a little bit, you run into the first opposition, and you cash in your chips. Faith has degrees. Little faith. Oligopistion of you, humon. And then he says, you can move mountains if you had faith grain of a mustard seed. Now, if you want me to continue this, you better get on the telephone.